We'll be speaking to the director of the homeless charity, Shelter Cymru. But first, our reporter Paul Heaney has been to a community centre in Swansea. They help people who've basically got nowhere else to turn.
So as we come through here, we've got the toilets and the showering facilities that people use on a daily basis. They were usually the first port of call and the first thing in the morning. And if you just want to go through further...
The Cyrenians Community Centre in Swansea's High Street is one of the last resorts for anyone who's struggling to keep a roof over their head. It offers facilities that, for most of us, are the absolute basics of daily life.
We've got washers and dryers and things through there that are priorities given to homeless people.
Stephen uses the centre regularly. He found himself homeless after a tragic series of events.
When I was younger, I used to work in a hospital. I had a mortgage. Life was all right, life was good. But then my father died. Started using drugs. 3-4 years later, things spiralled out of control. I'm in jail. I'm back out of jail. Using drugs. I'm back in and out of jail. Now I stopped using drugs.
This is Stephen's last resort. After breaking some of the rules which were attached to his temporary accommodation, he now has to sleep on the streets. He's convinced that facilities like these ones are hugely beneficial to the whole of society.
This helps the community, it does. It's not just for me, like, just the homeless, but it offers, like, a breakfast for £1, a dinner for £1. And if you're on benefits, that's brilliant. It's good, it is. It's real good for the community, not just the homeless, like. Say 3/4 of the people come here have got their own places, and they just use it as a drop-in centre. Yeah, there's only like 1/4 of us or something that will come in and have showers and on the streets.
And that potentially could stop them losing their house.
Losing their houses and everything, like, yeah.
According to the homeless charity Shelter Cymru, Stephen isn't alone. They've been asking those who have found themselves homeless how they would like to see things improved, as policy manager Jenny Bibbings explains.
People who've been through homelessness and have presented as homeless to the local authority generally have a very strong sense of the lack of resource that's available. Sometimes what people need is actually quite modest, but at the moment the way that the framework is set up is that either you get this very generous secure offer of secure permanent housing, or you get very, very little, and people would like more people to be helped in a more fair way according to what their needs actually are.
The council here in Swansea tried to help nearly 3,000 people who claimed they were homeless last year, but inevitably some people slipped through that safety net. Jay from the Cyrenians Community Centre says that although homelessness is a physical challenge, some of the solutions have got more to do with mental health.
The people sometimes that come here, the certain barriers may be substance misuse, substance issues, alcoholics, and the barriers there are quite obvious that they're trying to deal with their day-to-day life, and sometimes perhaps finding work or even roof over the head is not as high up on their list of priorities as it is for other people. To try and build confidence and get people into interested in returning to work, and understanding that although there are all sorts of barriers there, that sometimes they think that the barriers are bigger than what they actually are.
With government and local council budgets under pressure, homeless charities are warning that the system as it stands may have to change radically to prevent people ending up at centres like this one in Swansea in the first place.
That's Paul Heaney reporting from a community centre in Swansea that helps people who find themselves homeless.